As if the historic flooding in St. Clair County wasn't exciting enough for St. Clair County's new emergency management director, how about a train derailment in the St. Clair Tunnel? Justin Westmiller joins us again this morning. Justin, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Has been an interesting 10 days, hasn't it?
It has. We figured we'd just throw a train derailment in to see if we could make it a little harder. So,
you know, in terms of train derailments, this could have been so much worse than it was.
It absolutely could have. We had the train come through around between 4:30 and 4:40 in the morning on Friday the 28th, and at first it was reported to be a locomotive and one to two cars off the rail, and as we started learning more as the initial crew went in to find out what was going on, then we learned it was between 20 and 25 cars, and then once the two assessment teams came in from both sides, that's when we figured out. It was between 40 and 45 cars.
Wow, a big mess. But the first questions that you want to have answers to is anybody hurt? The
right.
answer is no. And then what was it carrying? And it turned out to be what was it, hydrochloric acid, right?
It was sulfuric acid, right? And it was 13,700 gallons approximately.
No threat to the environment?
Not at all. So the tunnel actually worked as it was supposed to and contained all of the hazardous materials right in the bottom in what's called a sump system, and that contained it right in the bottom of the tunnel just as it was supposed to.
Over the last 10 days, every once in a while, somebody starts a rumor or hears that, and they pass it along on social media, and pretty soon everybody says, I heard there was a fire in the tunnel. There has not been a fire in the tunnel, has
there? Yeah, there were absolutely no fires in the tunnel at all. We did move all the workers out of the tunnel a couple of times for high CO issues just due to all the heavy machinery that was operating inside the tunnel, but we did not have any fires at all in the tunnel during the entire work period.
So where do things stand now with the tunnel?
So at this point, all of the hazardous materials have been recovered, and CN has taken over the scene completely. They are replacing that sump system that we just talked about, and at this point, they are working towards relaying all the rail, brand new rail, and they will resume, hopefully, train operations at some point here in the very near future.
I know they're talking maybe as soon as this week. We'll see, because that's a monumental effort to get all that track laid. But that's their goal, is to get it done by the end of this week.
Yeah, I think you'll see CN move as quickly as possible to get back to business.
Oh, they have to, don't they?
Absolutely. And I think you'll see everybody support them as much as possible to get that happening.
When you think about all the different agencies involved here, I mean, it's CN, an international company, obviously Canadian, but it's an international rail crossing. I mean, there's had to have been a great deal of communication going back and forth.
Very much so. So that is a very significant hazardous materials crossing, that train crossing. So the communication back and forth throughout that tunnel is key for us.
Yeah. So everything, in your estimation, has gone about as well as it could?
Absolutely.
That's good. You've had one eye on that, another eye on the floodwaters, and I saw something unusual yesterday, at least pictures of it, and that was water actually washing up by the by Pine Grove Park, by the Huron Lightship. You rarely see that happen.
Yeah, so that's what I'm looking at right now. We do have some significantly high water. Right now we're at 578.1, which, we're at 64 inches plus 64 above low water datum. So that's about as high as it's been so far for
us. You throw in that wind and put a few boats out on the water, and yeah, it's bound to wash up onto the walkway a little bit. What are your projections for the next few weeks?
Well, this week we should be getting a new set of projections for the month from the Army Corps, so I'm sure I'll be on the phone this week with the Army Corps. We're kind of tracking exactly where we thought we'd be, so it's not really a surprise. I think that we will probably by the end of July be right where the Army Corps said we'll be, right at that 578.5 area. So we'll potentially be setting that record. So I think we're right down the road on that.
I was down in Algonac on Friday, and they said that it's been a challenge, and they've had a lot of You know, everybody's got water in their yard. A lot of people have water in their homes, but nobody's been displaced yet. Nobody's lost their home. They're just all kind of waiting for the waters to recede.
Yeah, we're right on that edge, Paul. We're teetering. You know, we're working really hard to keep all the water off the streets down in the islands area in Algonac. You know, all those side roads are all islands. So water's bubbling up through the roadways and things like that. So we're very close to potentially having to displace people if the water keeps coming up. So we're obviously keep working hard and keeping an eye on it, as you said. So we'll just have to kind of wait and see where it goes.
What kind of damage could this be doing to the roads? I mean, you see all that water, and you said buckling up under the road. I mean, this could be bad.
It could be very substantial. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so it's just a matter of keeping an eye on things.
It is, very much.
What can people do if they feel that they are in any danger or that their home is in danger? What advice do you have?
So if they're in immediate danger, they do need to call 911, and we will get people to them immediately and help them get out. If they notice that it's impacting their, if they see lights flickering or they hear hissing from gas or anything like that, they need to evacuate immediately and then call 911 and we'll get out there and help them. If they think it's a little less than an emergent issue, they can give us a call in the EOC. They can call 211 and they will route the calls to us in the EOC. They can also send us pictures to damage@stclaircounty.org and that will put that information into our into the EOC, and we'll collate that information and save that for them. There's a lot of ways that we can help them that isn't 911 call type action. So,
and then
so
for
we're
the
here there to help.
And then for the boating community too, everybody slow down.
Please slow down, right? Every wake you throw is potentially damaging homeowners, so just slow down. Be aware of your wake.
Yeah. Boy, and we're right at the peak of boating season
we
too,
are.
So yeah. Difficult stuff. Justin, we appreciate the update. Thanks again. We'll
yes, sir.
Talk again soon.